This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory of Puducherry. The counting will begin at 8 this morning. Counting of postal ballots will be taken up first and counting of electronic voting machines will start at 8:30 a.m. Early trends are expected to emerge by noon. Election Commission has put in place robust security arrangements for smooth counting in four states and one union territory. Counting of votes will be taken up for 126 assembly seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam, 234 in Tamil Nadu and 30 seats in Puducherry. In West Bengal, counting of votes will be taken up for 293 seats today. The re-poll for the Falta Assembly will be held on 21st of May and the counting will be held on 24th May. We have a report.
All arrangements have been made for today's counting and personnel have already entered the centres. Out of 294 seats, the counting of votes for 293 assembly constituencies will be held today. A three-layer security arrangement has been established at each counting centre with the deployment of district police, state police and central forces. And the commission has warned of strict action against any dereliction of duty during the process. Kollan Laha, reporting from Kolkata.
Tamil Nadu recorded a historic and peaceful polling in all the 234 constituencies spread across 38 districts. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Today is the day to know the choice of the voters for 234 constituencies. It is also a day to find out whether the prediction of the exit polls as projected by various agencies, TV channels and individuals are true. As people are likely to gather around counting centres, state and paramilitary personnel have been posted outside the centres to strengthen security and divert traffic accordingly. The counting will begin with postal ballots and then the EVMs. With Sushil Tiwari, Joy, reporting for Akashvani from Chennai.
Janadesh 2026.
Special program on results of assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry.
Today, the 4th of May 2026.
Our correspondents on the ground will bring the latest developments for you.
For in-depth analysis by the experts and latest update of vote counting.
Tune into Akashvani Gold along with additional frequencies.
From 8:30 a.m. onwards today.
Janadesh 2026.
Indian space startup GalaxEye has launched Mission Drishti, world's first Optosar satellite, aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket from California, United States. Weighing 190 kilogram, Mission Drishti is the largest Earth observation satellite ever built by a private Indian company. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the successful launch of Mission Drishti satellite, highlighting it as a major milestone in India's space and innovation journey. The United States and Iran appear no closer to a breakthrough as Washington pushes back on key elements of Tehran's proposed roadmap to end the conflict, even as a fragile ceasefire remains under pressure across West Asia. Iran's government spokesperson Ismail Baghai said the United States has responded to Tehran's 14-point plan aimed at ending the war, adding that the response is currently under review. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking to Israeli media, said he had examined the proposal and described it as not acceptable. He said Iran has not yet paid a big enough price, signaling Washington's tougher stance as talks remain indirect and mediated. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Punjab Kings by 4 wickets in Ahmedabad last night, chasing a target of 164 runs set by Punjab Kings. Gujarat Titans scored 167 for 6 with one ball to spare. Sai Sudarshan was the top scorer for Gujarat with 57 runs. Today, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Super Giants in Mumbai at 7:30. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorm over Delhi, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for today. Similar weather conditions are also likely to prevail over parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand and Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.